te pūrere hua. Te wārawa ki rungāra.
Kia ora and welcome to Oho Arcade Books. My name is Farius Lysander, and in this podcast I'm going to talk about the continuation of having the back of my heart open and how this energy has moved through me and how things are shifting and changing and how my own personal integrity has brought me to a place now that I've gone into overdrive and how this has brought me into a place also where I began to feel like I am emerging out of the being that I was even 2 weeks ago and beginning to merge with the characters, the male characters from my books. Enjoy this podcast. It's a doozy. Now, I did a podcast not long ago where I talked about the back of my heart being open after pulling a, well, making the decision to have the back of my heart open after pulling a card in my Starseed Oracle cards, which said, open the back of your heart up. You're protected. You're safe. Your guides will look after you. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Just do it. After so many years of having the fear of opening the back of my heart up, opening up the door to the back of my heart and feeling that level of multidimensional existence that goes beyond me moving forward from my heart, feeling the energy of the source, of source energy, feeling source energy moving through my body completely and creating that torsion field of multidimensional existence. Now, I've already talked about how me doing that it created some enormous shifts in my personal awareness, but also in my personal life, my life in general, because what happens naturally when you decide to do something like this, you have enormous shifts in not only awareness, but the way that your frequency interacts with the unified field, and in this case, the simulation. If you're reaching beyond it, you're going to bring into your life all the bullshit that needs to be dealt with, and you are going to go to it through a place of either personal acceleration in regards to your growth, or you're going to take 10 steps back, I think, and slide back on the slide, snakes and fucking ladders, down to, you know, back to one or two, whatever on the board it is. I'm not sure. I haven't played snakes and ladders for a long time. I actually wouldn't mind playing it again. It's a pretty cool game. All right, so, and in this situation, in this sense, I have chosen to do this. The back of my heart opened, and I had three experiences, bang, 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 all in the same, I think it was the same day or the day days after that kind of put me to this place where I had two choices, either move forward and move through these experiences, that were these opportunities or these challenges, some were challenges, opportunities, but they were opportunities too, to react and choose to act a certain way towards what was presenting itself to me. And I did, from my heart and with integrity and with honesty and openness. I know that this time especially it is essential, if you are consciously aware and spiritually aware, to move from your heart and do not create karma for yourself, because at this time of incredible, powerful, energetic movement and shifts and changes, if you create shit, you're going to get a fucking lahar of it coming down and washing all over you and potentially washing you away at some point, especially in the near future. So it makes more sense to come from your heart if you're aware of this and move from there into the unified field of this, or beyond the simulation, of course, and connecting to that. But you're in the simulation at this point. If you bring in the energy from beyond the simulation, from source energy into your heart through your being and flood this simulation with this shit, I would never say you become bulletproof, but you certainly will draw to you many experiences that will push you into either rapid acceleration and personal growth, like I said before, or you'll go on the slide if you choose to react a different way, if you choose to react less conscious or less spiritual, less heart-based path, you will go down the slide back to where you might be, to a place where it becomes rather uncomfortable. Let's put it that way in regards to perception in my personal experience. So, by doing this, by opening the back of my heart up, I was put in positions where I had to act in certain ways that were going to be putting me in places where I had to be honest with people. And one of those experiences for me, and this is quite beautiful, I think, this is quite a beautiful affirmation that moving from the space only leads to better things and greater understandings and deeper sense of trust. Someone who I have had an interaction with and who I had, after the back of my heart was open, I had a clear message, go ahead, with this person, go see them and create a boundary with them and let them know, to give them a choice to act how they choose to act towards you after you've told them this particular boundary that you're presenting to them for you. Go ahead and tell them. Tell them this, what's going on for you. So I told this person what my boundary was. Here's the boundary. And I gave them a choice to decide how they wanted to interact with me afterwards. And we had a cuddle on the couch afterwards. And then we went into her room and we had a bit of a snog and a fool around. And I can tell you this, it did not feel very organic to me and natural. It felt forced on some level. I wasn't comfortable with it at all. I didn't resonate with the experience. It felt incompatible with who I was. And the experience was just felt it didn't feel right. It didn't feel right at all for me. It felt like it was like, no, I don't want to do this. It didn't feel right to me. Now, after being an incredibly sexual being for most of my adult life, I mean, really sexual being, to get to this place where I am now, where I'm so not guarded, but also just more aware of how I choose to spend my energy with people in this way. And it's been at the point where I've chosen to be intimate in regards to smooching and other sexual experiences with 3 people in 5 years, which for me is, and like the old me would have laughed at that and going like, you would have done 3 people in the fucking week. But now I'm not that person anymore. I'm not looking for any kind of validation. I don't need that experience. I've had it hundreds of times, thousands of times really, you know, with partners and lovers. It's not what I want. I want deeper connection, real intimacy. I want to hold my space and yet be able to share my space with someone who fucking gets it, someone whose cup is full. That's what I want to experience, because that's how I feel. So last night's experience was a little bit, for me, it was like, yeah, I just don't feel this was right to me. I felt it was forced. Didn't feel natural to me. I wanted to slow the fuck down. And I thought, well, how am I going to approach this now? And then, boom, this morning I got a Telegram message from this particular person saying exactly what I felt. And I was just like, holy shit. She was on the same page that I was on. It was beautiful. It was a reaffirmation for me that having that energy moving into that space would only bring back to me that which I was putting out. But in a very, very powerful and gentle and a humble and in a way that was also integrative, accelerating for her growth and for mine, which is most important. It was a shared experience. We both felt the same way. We both felt content to see each other again and sit down face to face and have another conversation about this. And then for me now, the person that I was 5-10 years ago, fuck, I would never had this experience like this before. This easy. This powerful, this deep, this connective. And I feel fucking blessed that I have someone in my life that I can have this conversation with. And I know that no matter what happens after that conversation, I know that this experience with this person has helped me to change and become the person that I've always wanted to fucking be. Always. And the male characters in my books, my novels especially, I've done this before on another podcast and on the video as well. I'll talk about it again and reaffirm this. The men in those books are the men that I wanted to be. I wrote about the characters that had the traits that I wanted to have, but I just did not have the fucking balls to man up and become those men. And now I am. And the embodiment, I've merged with those characters in my real 3D life. They've become me and I am them. It's taken on a whole new fucking perspective for me in regards to my perception of reality and how I choose to move forward from here. It's massive for me. This is fucking huge. I feel so empowered in my freedom to be myself wholly and completely and understand that I am truly enough. I have the conviction to follow through with what I say. I have the integrity to hold my ground and be kind and have boundaries with people and tolerate people and not tolerate people's bullshit and their shit. Not tolerate my own bullshit that I would once upon a time have crawled behind and allowed to build a wall around me and act in a way that was disingenuous towards people. Fuck that. I'm not going to do that ever again. It's not who I fucking am. I'm going to stand proud in who I am, tell people how what I see and how I feel as tactfully as possible, as lovingly as possible, compassionately as possible, and hold my ground. This is what I feel. This is what's going on for me. And to have someone come back to me after this experience and say to me, this is how I'm feeling, this is how I felt, who's feeling exactly the same way I did, has blown my fucking mind. It's like, wow. Wow. There we go. I feel as though this is an experience that I will remember for the rest of my incarnation. Because of that, the energy that's moved from here. Now, with this particular person, I had a conversation last night about the sense of what I've been learning in regards to this marketing process that I've been going through and learning about. And I had this, yesterday I had this feeling, I've had it for a few days, and I did a podcast about this not long ago as well, about the feeling as though, where does the line between self-promotion and exploitation of people who are vulnerable in order to maintain a lifestyle, and this is my perception, where does the line blur between you promoting yourself to people that are vulnerable who come to give you their energy, which is an exchange of money, in order to get some validation and some knowledge from you where they can feel better about who they are. Where's the line? It seems to me like it's very fucking fuzzy. I think there's a level of very subtle exploitation in that mix. Very subtle, but I think it's there still. I said to myself last night and said to her, in my heart of hearts, I'm not sure if I'm up for this fucking experience. I don't want to spam people with emails from unusers saying, hey, look, here's a free chapter of this book. Now, here's the rest of my fucking books for this much. Go ahead and buy them all. And I'd spam you, bam, bam, bam. Send you fucking emails once every 3 or 4 days. Hey, look, if you buy the books yet? Have you looked at the book carousel yet? Have you gone to my website, looked at my book trailers yet? You looked at my blogs yet? You listened to my podcasts? Have you seen my blogs, my vlogs? All this shit, rather than just letting it speak for itself, like saying, "Fuck, if my content's good enough, and I want people to come to my website, listen to my podcasts, watch my vlogs, and see them and go like, yeah, I like what you're doing, man. I'm gonna check you out, see what you're up to, see what you do, see what your content's like, and then make their own fucking decisions about whether they're gonna buy my books or not." Now, I appreciate no end people coming to my website, looking at my blogs, listening to my podcasts, watching my videos. You know, I'm passionate about what I'm doing when I do these things. You know, but I'm also having that balance between practicality and spirituality where I'm holding on a day hustle because I have to, because my passion is not paying. Now, I could go through a process where I could lock people into a system that works. But like I said before, I feel like there's a degree of exploitation in this that I just cannot stomach anymore due to the nature of what I'm moving through energetically. You know, I feel as though if I present to people my authentic fucking self and I present the fucking fact that I have created a large content of books, which I really adore and love, they are a part of who I am. Every single book that I've written, I love it. I adore it. I think it's amazing. The work that I've created, I'm so happy with my content. But I don't feel for a moment that I need to realistically now looking at the situation going, oh yeah, I have to create a sales funnel, which makes me feel sick even saying that fucking word. Those two words together, I should say. A sales funnel, which is basically locking somebody in to buy my products. I know it's marketing jargon. I know it's just the way it rolls. That's what people do. I know that. I get it. You've got to create this, and this is all part of the game to get people on board. And you feel and you believe that you're creating value in people's lives by giving you this, them this, and this and that. Fuck, I'm just not sure if I can do that anymore, given the nature of the fact that my back of my heart is open and I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. I really feel as though what I've got is great, and it's amazing. And it should be enough to get me by. Yes, I'll be able to know who I am and what I do. Yeah, but that's just the nature of, because I want people to understand that if they can hear what I'm saying to them, I'm not selling you anything. This is the most important thing. I'm not selling you anything. You can hear what I'm saying and think this guy's full of shit. I don't care. But I'm just talking about who I am, what I'm going through, what I'm experiencing. And you know what? If you can find value in what I'm experiencing, what I'm going through, if you can hear me and say, shit, I'm going through exactly the same fucking thing. And you can say, and you listen to what I say and say, well, is that how you did it? Is that how you worked? This is how you worked through it? Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe I can look into more information that might present itself to me in regards to what you're experiencing. And if I can identify with it, or if I resonate with it, maybe I'll apply it to my own life. But I'm not going to ask you for fucking $10 for it. And I'm not going to ask you for $100 for it, $1,000 for it. Fuck that. I look at that now and say, fuck that shit. I mean, I'm living in a 3D world. I've got to pay my fucking bills and pay my rent and buy my food. I get that too. And I want the freedom to be able to do what I'm doing. But at the moment, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing 25 or 30 hours a week, my day hustle. And I'm making podcasts. I'm making vlogs. I'm making blogs occasionally, well, 3 times a week. I'm also having to pay people to do work for me. But you know what? At the moment, it feels okay for me to do that, to be able, because the money I'm coming in, I'm putting a little bit away every week to pay for things that people are doing for me in regards to making things happen, getting these podcasts out, getting the vlogs out. It all costs fucking me money. It's coming out of my pocket. I'm not adverse to receiving money for the work I'm doing. I just don't want to ram it down people's fucking throats and to the point where they're so tired. They're so tired and broken from me spamming the shit out of them that they fucking buy my products. And I'm not saying the people that I follow do that. I'm just saying that's how I feel about it. That's how I feel about it. It's my perception of it. I don't want to do that. I want my work to sell itself because it's fucking great. And it fucking is. My perception. It's great. I love it. F-bomb, F-bomb, F-bomb. Fah, what do you like? This is me, authentic, real, honest, open. F-bomb, F-bomb, F-bomb. Yeah, this is what I do. This is how I usually talk. When I get carried away, I swear lots. I am in a place now in my life where I have, because weeks ago I had no balance. I had no real feeling of like, I was so fucking out of my depth. 2 months ago, I was like, what the fuck just happened to me? I lost my full-time job with a job that was incredibly stressful, but was paying me really well. I felt like, okay, you know, I got to the point where I was like, something has to give here, either me or the job. The person I was employed by told me to get lost. And I was sort of relieved on one level, but also a bit afraid on another level. I was afraid, like, oh my God, I've lost my job. Now what the fuck am I going to do? Am I going to have an income coming in to pay for all the things I want to do? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go for this full time. I'm going to go into this creative endeavor that I've had for the last 13 years, come out from behind the camera, do video casts, do podcasts, write more blogs, more content, and sell my materials. How do I get my books out there for people to buy? How do I get my name out there for people to hear? How do I get myself out there to do this? As I said before, there's certain people that I follow that had a particular strategy that they used, which has got them into a place where they have the freedom to travel, to have experiences, to interact with people, to bring value into people's lives. And that's worked for them. I can see how it's worked for them, and their strategies are very good in regards to, if you put yourself into it 100%, yet you're going to create that kind of financial freedom that you want to have. You're going to create the ability to be able to live your life on your own terms, get your time back. Yep, but I'm doing it another way. I'm doing it my way. And my way at the moment, yeah, it's my way. And is it working for me currently? Yeah, it's working for me currently. But, you know, I look at the situation too and I realize that, am I looking for the middle ground? Am I looking for the middle ground here? But I have to trust that the back of my heart's open now and that the energy that's moving through me will guide me, and I will do what I need to in order to uplift, to accelerate my own personal growth and healing, and to come to a place where I feel as though my integrity is so rock solid, I'm so open and honest with people, I'm so real and authentic in my everyday movements and my everyday interactions with the unified field beyond the matrix of control, the simulation, and also within this matrix of control, that I am going to be guided. I'm going to trust and surrender that I will be taken, led to be in the right place at the right time always, and that my passion, which is what I'm doing right now will find its way into the world, and the content that I've created or am creating will bring people into my life that will make a decision, make their own choice without me badgering the shit out of them to buy my products, to buy my books, to listen to my podcasts, to watch my videos, to read my blogs. And then they can discern for themselves what they take out of that. And I would like to believe and feel with every fiber of my being that you read one of my books and then you love it. You love it. You think, fuck, that was amazing. Such a great book. It's triggering things for you to remember past incarnations, to remember spiritual conscious awakening moments in your own life. It triggers you to accelerate your own personal growth. It triggers you to remember ancient civilizations or inner earth cultures. It triggers you to remember the galactic battle that's been going on in this particular part of the solar system for hundreds of millennia. It triggers you to remember that you are conscious energy. You are a being, a spiritual being having human experience, and then your conscious awakening and your own personal spiritual development is only a decision, a choice for you to continue on. And if you're living from your heart, more importantly, if I can inspire you to live from your heart and bring that energy into this emotion of control, the sooner we can fucking do this, the sooner we can bring this whole game down to an end, and that those energies that aren't resonating with the source energy from their hearts, they can go home back to source energy. They can go back to source energy and be held in that space of that energy. Now, we who are anchoring in this energy now, this powerful resonance, can create a paradise for the generations to come here. Some of us can go home and not have to come back here again. And that's what I look to do. I look to be the best human, because I'm having a human experience, the best spiritually consciously awakened human that I can be, through my actions and through my words, through my thoughts, my resonance. And I'm seeing that. I'm seeing it manifesting in my life due to the fact that I have made this decision to have my heart completely open and feel safe and surrender to this level of deep, deep trust that the universe has got me, And all I have to do is through my own action, non-action, through action, is to move from my heart. Is to move from my heart and just speak my truth with integrity, with dignity and conviction, and with tact for some people who just don't get it. But that's, you can come from a place of understanding, right? If you've got a level of awareness, you can come from a place of understanding where you can speak to them in a way that they can hear. It's massive. It's huge. And the shifts continue to happen and change for me. The opportunities present themselves to me as I go through this experience, as I evolve, and as I choose to move in a direction that pulls me towards where I need to go to. And that place is always going to be for me home, back to source energy. My intention is to bring that energy in here, into this matrix of control. And if people are my mirrors, other humans are my mirrors, then I intend to bring my mirrors, those people that are doing exactly the same thing, into my life, to my resonance, so we can both together bring that energy in. And thus far, it's been working. It's been happening. I've been seeing it firsthand and experiencing it. And it's powerful, and it's beautiful, and it's uplifting. And, you know, there are times that I'm like, just blown away by how quickly this is happening, how fast the acceleration is happening in my life, how much of the person that I am today, due to the nature of my personal decisions and my conscious awareness, and how I've moved from my heart in the last few months, how much my life has changed where I was this time last year. Fuck, it's almost like two different lives I've been living. Where I was last year and where I am now at this time, I just can't even identify the person that I was a year ago. I can't even comprehend the person that I was a year ago. I mean, last year was intense, insane. The levels of deep, deep shadow work that I was going through as I was processing my own all those things that were making me feel afraid or fearful or unsafe. And those woundings that I had moved and healed over that period of time with my ex-partner, and especially after her and I broke up. And by this time last year, we weren't talking to each other. My ex-partner, that is, who's gone back to the Netherlands. And I was reaching out to her, trying to talk to her and see what was going on, see how she was, but it was to nothing. She didn't reply to me. Which, me looking at it now, was a blessing because it helped me to continue to move through, move forward, and move onwards with my processing, with my healing. And it was about this time last year that I told Holly that I felt how I felt about her, how I wanted to be closer to her in a way that I was available to have a closer, intimate experience with her. Into what she told me that she wasn't interested, which also put me in a space where I continued on my path of personal acceleration and growth through the nature of my decision to move into my heart space, but not as powerfully as I have done in the last few months, to go, right, this is my opportunity to move through more deeper shadow work. What am I looking for in this experience? What am I bringing to the unified field here? Where's my focus? My focus last year, a lot of the time, was on survival. It was very ego-based. It was survival on one hand because I was working a full-time job, making good money, and money coming in, putting money away, and also writing about content about the particular narrative, the health crisis narrative, and writing about it and exposing it for what it was and what it is. And, you know, I was really focused on that last year. I was really focused on bringing that to light. You know, and I was writing blogs that no one was reading. You know, I was writing all this material, doing all this study, researching it, and writing these incredible blogs that were very in depth in regards to picking apart the official narrative to pieces. I've got a record of those all online that people can look at for the last year. You know, I stopped writing those blogs about a month ago, but there's almost a year of work there that I've done. And I could compile it into a book with all the links from all the websites and the epidemiologists, the immunologists, the virologists, the specialists who have just knocked this thing out of the park for sex. You know, over and over and over again. You know, it's like IPL match, Indian Premier League Cricket 2020 match. It's like 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. These people on this particular topic have knocked this narrative out of the park for sex. But I needed to go through that process and to get a deeper understanding of who I was going to become by moving through that, and understanding that I wanted to go from being on the second floor up to the 11th floor without passing through any other floors. And what I needed to do that really was to change my perception, or I actually was becoming more aware of, was to change my perception and how I moved into the world and from whereabouts my resonance was focused. Where was my attention focused as I was moving throughout the world, through my world, where was I moving from? And the answer was simple as this. I began to realize that moving from my heart and moving out into the world from my heart was the only way for me to move forward, because I'd done everything else. You know, I'd moved from my lower chakra system for many years. As a consequence of that, it had many fantastic and some average, but that there were more better than there were worse sexual experiences from my life. I've had a fantastic sexual life. I mean, if I wanted to write a book on my sexual experiences, it would be pretty interesting to write, because a lot of those experiences were fucking incredible because of the nature of what I was pushing out to the world in regards to my affirmations. But that was where my attention was in those lower chakras. And that was how my wounding was about me getting attention and validation, because of that, where I was looking for that energy. I was looking for the validation through my physicality, through my genealogy, which is I've got a good looking body. You know, my body's good looking. It's not who I am, it's my body. I'm utilizing it. I'm doing my best to look after it best I can. Now, especially as I grow older, as it grows older, and I'm still in it. But that was where my attention was focused. And then, of course, when I was working in that space, where I was writing, my entire body was like a conglomeration of energy. When I was writing my books, it was like I was moving into a multidimensional existence, which is a far different experience. And it was for me the most consummate and also the most powerful experiences of my life, even more powerful and more integrated than sex ever was for me. Because I'm as truly on a multidimensional existence, and I was also integrating with characters and stop storylines and plots and circumstances and immersing myself completely in all these things. Far more crazy integrated experience. And I was often in my head quite a lot, creating stories about and scenarios and assuming things during my life as well, for many parts of my life. But never had I been so focused about living from my heart, and except from until probably the mid to end of last year, right through till now. And I've seen repercussions of me doing that. And I've seen how it's unfolding for me. It's only giving me strength and only giving me more courage. And courage is the big one here. Courage and conviction are the two big ones here to continue to move forward from that place and go like, yep, this is where I need to be. This is where I need to move from. This is who I need to be in the world. This is what I need to bring to the world. Because at the moment, I've got the option and through my awareness to understand that this is what I need to bring into the world, because there's so much other shit going on. And as things fall apart, the fear factor goes off the fucking Richter, goes off the chain. People are in fear all over the world. I see it every day. People wearing masks, walking on the street by themselves, no one around for fucking hundreds of meters away from them, or cars driving past. One person sitting in a car wearing a fucking mask, the window's down. That's fear. That's fear. We can no longer live our lives that way. And there's some part of me that thinks that, well, these people have got one thing in common. What got one thing in common? Who do act that way? They're looking for a way out, and they'll probably get it eventually. They'll get what they're after because they're projecting themselves into a place I look at this situation, and what they're doing is that it's a system that's falling. It's crumbling over, and when it falls, when the ship sinks, and for them anyway, I won't say unfortunately, but for them, because it's just an experience. For them, they will go down with the ship. And that's just the nature of what's going to happen, because the resonance, I don't see that being a bad thing. I said the resonance of those who live from their hearts, those who are based in their heart energy, those who are tuned to nature, these are the beings. This is the energy that will move forward and will eventually, at some point, move into this level of existence that will be. I don't believe in this two world thing. I think it's a lot of rubbish. Personally, there's two planets or two Earths. There's the 5D Earth and the 3D Earth. I honestly feel as though people with it living in their hearts, which is a five dimensional level of consciousness, will simply stay here and bring and anchor in that energy, anchor in that vibration. They will stay here. The others will all check out. They will punch their tickets and they'll be gone. That's how I feel more than ever. And so to me, it's like I feel as though it's our duty, those of us who understand this, not in a spiritually egotistical way, but those of us who understand that what's going on is that we have to hold that energy of our hearts high and walk into this melee of fear and confusion and distraction and just resonate with this energy. Pick apart the locks, pick apart the netting, the walls of the matrix, the simulation, by allowing source energy to find a way to come through us, which is what we already are. Anyway, but more of it from beyond the simulation into our hearts, and then focus that energy out into the multiverse of existence, beyond the simulation, out back to where it came from. And eventually the walls will crumble. When the walls crumble and the ship sinks, those people, those beings, those energies that are tied to that vibration will go with it. And whatever way that looks like. Now, I've got no answer to that question. I don't know what it's going to look like, but that's my feeling. So what does that mean for ordinary people who listen to this podcast and wonder what the fuck I'm talking about? It's simple as this. Your heart is the connective, your heart energy, vortex, is the place where if you focus your attention, you will experience the greatest shifts of awareness. You will experience the greatest movements towards your own personal development and growth. an incredible pace, and it won't be easy. It's never fucking easy. It's hard fucking work. Don't anyone tell you that a spiritual awakening is easy, is a breeze. It's like going to heaven. It's fucking hard work. It's more hard work than most people can handle. That's why they go back into the game. They keep playing the game. Because it's easier being in the game. At least it has been easier to be in the game. Not so much anymore. But if you are living from your heart, you are going to encounter a world of shit, probably your own. Your shadow is going to come up, and what's going to happen then is you're going to be asked to fucking either heal it through a lot of your awareness, or it's going to fucking you're going to drown in it if you're living from your heart, and you'll be pushed back into the darkest recesses, and it'll pull you under. That's what I feel. That's what I've experienced. Once you come to that place where you realize this, it's a really powerful thing to understand, to also to comprehend that when you come into this energy from your heart, you are going to be faced with your darkest, darkest shit. All the things that make you, that you find might find intolerable about yourself are going to be reflected back at you from other people, because that's part of the parcel of the experience. Everyone is your fucking mirror. And by being in your heart doesn't mean that you're going to live your life all the time in a wonderful place of joy and benevolence and connectivity. There'll be times when this shadow side that you will bring up through your resonance, your own personal shadow side, and other people's as well. Don't forget that, because you're shining a light into their recesses too from living from this space. And that's why a lot of people will fucking give you a wide berth when you are living in your heart, because the light that you shine into their darkest recesses scares the shit out of them, and they just can't fucking handle it. So they'll leave your life because it's too bright. You shine too brightly, and they'll leave your life. But for you personally, yeah, it'll bring up all that shit that needs to be healed and dealt with. If you've got the strength and the conviction and the courage to deal with them and move through this experience, the person that you'll be, the being that you'll be coming out the other side, fuck. You know, you're doing this planet a favor by doing this. You're doing this planet a solid by doing this, but doing a real solid for the planet. A real solid. And also for everybody else around you. Now, we are the warriors that will forge ahead. Not in a spiritual, egotistical sense, but the people that choose to do this, lift in their hearts, will be the pioneers of a new golden age. And it's not fucking easy. It really isn't. Don't let anyone tell you it's going to be easy. It's going to be hard. We're at a time now where you have to dig in. We have to dig in and keep pushing forward. Because it's going to get crazier and crazier. And it's going to be really easy to go, I need to take a step back and just go back into the game. If you want to do that, no one's going to point fingers at you and say, why aren't you up here with the rest of us? At least I hope not. Those of us who choose to forge ahead and say, like, you know what, I'm in this, I'm going forward with this. And if it means that I leave my body behind and go back to source energy, that's fine too. I'm not afraid of that process either, of moving on. I'm doing this because it feels right. I'm doing this because my heart is open on the back and the front, and I can feel the energy moving through me. I can see my shit coming up, and all my fears, all the conditioning that's made me the person that I used to be, is falling by the wayside. I'm having all these challenges present themselves to me. Oh my God. And it can feel really fucking overwhelming. It really can. But take your time with this. You're eternal beings. This is a process. And I tell you what, if you can accomplish it and move through this and let go in one lifetime, that's amazing. I'm fucking stoked for you. I'm stoked for you. And that process is really letting go. That's as simple as that, isn't it? Feeling into that energy, and letting go of it, just letting go. It's a process of dying every fucking moment. F-bomb fire, F-bomb, F-bomb. And with that, I'm going to leave it here. I'm getting pretty tired. I've done two podcasts in a row, and I'm knackered. Thanks for listening, man. I really appreciate it. Mā te awa. We'll talk again soon. And remember, please, live from your heart as much as you possibly can. I'm grateful that you'll be doing that. Thank you. Mā te awa.
Dee 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 ho. Dee dee dee.